afterward, but
yeah. I feel like, you know, like a cockroach size. There's so plenty of places.
You are transported down
to our shields. Man, I hate our security. I hate them so much. They're all getting reprimanded and fired. Stupid Stargate security.
Well, you and your two captors are transported somewhere else.
Okay. Well, this should be interesting.
Could be doing, transporting you down to the planet.
I guess you're the one
solve it to see the thing because you were too suspicious.
I guess you're the one.
But that would be, you know, the most positive spin on that situation.
I guess you're the one that should have saved your
Yeah.
Yep. So you're transporting them to the planet. Or
I already figured that out, Kev. I only know what I can roll the laser driver be to make a cure.
It's not as if it could be beamed to the other planet.
Well, there are a couple other places you could be.
What, their ship and the ship and the planet?
Or
another
ship. Or a Romulan ship.
So you transport it up to a room.
Down.
Down.
And we already know he's going to be chained to the laboratory for find a cure. Okay.
Doctor, what's your name, I presume?
Actually, no. I'm a good citizen.
Okay.
So,
but it's his lab.
He says he apologizes for, you know, having some stuff to do.
The guard does?
No.
Oh, he's down there now?
Yeah.
He's with us right now.
This is like a bitter report.
Okay. So he's like, so this is the head time.
Yeah, I think it was just enough time for go down. We will lose evil plan and then go back up.
Okay.
He can put a scar on his face.
And you can put a scar on his face.
He'll be really surprised because I'm about this far from ordering him arrested.
Okay. For his own good.
Yeah.
We carved your name on his forehead.
He says that, you know, he apologizes for bringing you here, but, you know, using him to Canada, to actually develop. Okay. Immediately.
I'll be happy to help, but I think you should know there were security personnel in my closet talking to you earlier.
Oh!
Wait, and rape his face.
and all he had to do was ask, and I slapped him.
Well, actually, I think you had to reveal that he needs to stay here.
Oh, yeah. So,
because they were going to arrest him, because we were going to arrest him for his own.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think
she doesn't know that we have decided.
But she might want to say that.
So
she might want to put it up.
Yeah. So security people have a mind of their own, and, you know, since I didn't get a chance to talk to them afterwards because I was abducted, they might just decide to, you know, assume that you abducted me and then, you know, go tell everybody about your evil plan, and so you may not be safe.
Use that one.
So Lucian wasn't up there.
So is he up there or not now?
On the side of the studio here.
Use that one?
Did
it fall down?
Anyway, where's the medical data?
So he said, you know, well, here's the medical data. We have to work with it.
I just want to do a quick arrest and we get that.
In all situations.
It was the next thing to do. All the guards and him to be written and then him to be arrested.
Alright, Luz is there.
Okay, we want to check on
notice, you know, what it was red.
Ow!
Wait, sir. That's right. Someone slapped him.
Wait, I know the glove size of Christmas.
I know exactly what it slapped him looks like.
Sir, are any of your guards missing?
No.
Are they all here?
Yes.
Okay, sir, may I take you to the side for a moment?
Alright.
I get like 4 or 5 of the security guys. come over. Tell them, whisper to their ears what we're doing.
Okay.
Which is marking him off.
I did motion to you as I checked the other guy's head.
Yeah.
I have 2 things to reveal to you which will be both disturbing. Let me go with the least disturbing one first. Crystal had her comm badge on when she was kidnapped, and she was kidnapped by 2 of your guards.
That is impossible.
It isn't because your wife's second husband is betraying you. And I explain how, and also
point out. You're talking to Hagar, not Luton.
Yes.
Hagar.
So, I think guards would go to the car.
I was talking to Hagar.
They thought we were doing it. We both thought you were talking to Scar.
I was talking to Hagar, and I motioned you.
I go over to Scar. I say, Scar,
So you tell him that
first two of your guards state, and second of all, you're being betrayed by your second husband.
I'm sure he
told two of your guards to take him, and also he's trying to get a cure to make it so that you can't get anything out of this deal betraying your planet, etc., etc.
So Aegon is, well, they gave fast talking.
And I'm
giving you enough time for me. I'll get a bonus.
And I'm suggesting that if he lays down the line with all of his guards, we should be able to figure out where Crystal is taken and probably where Ursula is taken to. I get a 7.
Would a 9 help?
No.
8?
Clever tactic.
So he is skeptical.
Meanwhile, I say, I point to, see the slap?
I've been there, man.
Probably the same palm. Anyway, we've got to take you into custody right now because number one president is probably going to have you killed since we're telling about your plot. I was in the closet when you had your little discussion with Crystal, so we know all about it. We've already, and I point to Shannon revealing it over there. So they're going to know about your whole plan.
And as you do this in correct Star Trek fashion, as you point, I'm going like this.
Yes, exactly. We're pointing at each other. And so they can stare at each other momentarily, aghast. And then say, please follow these men, lest you be
executed
for treason. Although you may refuse and you may choose to stay with your planet and face their justice.
Okay.
What are you doing in your closet? you do understand the Federation is going to deal with husband number one and give your planet goods no matter what. Even if we come up with...
So you're talking...
Yeah. Even if we come up with the
right. Well, you don't want to give that part.
Okay.
You know, he just wanted to make sure you know, you're the one who was there.
Sure. Now he got confirmation that someone was hiding in the
closet. Yeah, now he's got confirmation. He draws his club.
Oh! I'm surprised guys there with guns to do something now.
Yeah, they were surprised. They're picking their
what
nose.
What the? What the?
Make initial rules.
You know, good thing I was watching it.
Okay, what the hell is
watch out!
Confirmation plus reaction?
Yeah, plus...
Planetary,
right. I don't think anyone but Pickering has that.
Oh, excellent.
So good.
Oh, that's not much better. 5.
No, you got 5.
But even
10, pretty much.
No.
What
about, like, the 5 cards?
What about 5 cards?
Looking around.
I said,
look out. Did anyone turn around?
Yeah, so it looks like the first round.
Okay, just... Does, like, anyone else in the room do any initiatives?
Not yet, because everybody's kind of surprised. What the hell is you happening?
I'm not surprised. I was watching all this time.
Oh.
Oh, that's no good.
Well, you might get killed here, but we'll help her case.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Pretty good?
No, that's a wrong guy.
No, it's wrong guy.
Ow!
Let's see.
And it's really the poison that
it's the poison that kills you. Yeah. You're the one to poison. So you keep telling me.
Not really. Not unless I have courage. I have that. I never get to use it, but it doesn't really help. It gives me like one more die. This is like 0.3.
Well, it gives you wild.
Oh, is it a wild thing?
Yeah, whenever you get an extra die.
Oh, that helps.
Slightly.
You were the one that was begging to use this.
Hey, someone's got it.
Did it happen?
You should just save your courage, too. Hit me. I should have hit me. I have courage. Do you have a curious bonus to her?
No. I have curious only in role-playing notes. I used to have lots of things, but they all disappeared.
I don't know why.
No idea why either, dude.
So you take 13 points.
Ow! Okay.
It would kill a normal man.
That would kill me.
Skull Kirsten.
Okay, I'm at, like, negatives.
Make a... Let's see, poison
fitness?
Resistance is...
Fitness plus vitality?
Yeah, just fitness plus vitality.
Kill Eric.
So just add your vitality to the result.
Okay.
And don't forget to add that extra one.
I believe it said the poison killed in seconds.
Yeah.
It does.
So we'll see.
You slay its neck. You're dead.
I've seen it. And there's no known cure.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Actually,
I think there might be an antivenom that they used in the show, but I can't remember exactly. I don't remember if anyone actually ended up.
They better have it right there. No.
Oh, that's a six on a vial.
No.
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 You saw it.
That's a seven. Do you like a candle?
No, you did a seven.
Okay.
Most people would have died.
I bet one out of six would live.
That's not bad. One out of six, you got here the second time.
That's true.
Ah,
I fall over. Why, it's whom I do. Catatonic, get it?
Okay.
I said, look out.
Everybody else can make initiative.
Even the guards?
Even the guards, and, you know, as both sides of guards start fighting. You're all melee.
Should have this coordination reaction and some skill that we don't have.
So we have like eight times as many guards there as they do. And they have maces and not
because of the guards. It's funny for it. We don't have that many security.
He doubled the guards.
Yeah, that was, I think, one from one to two.
For the whole starbase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing ever happens here. That's
okay.
Why.
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy's been fired.
Okay. Or fire
Marshall.
Six.
Seven,
six, you guys can't actually do anything.
I don't have weapons. I don't know how to combat.
Grab a guard gun.
It'll be tough.
Shoot it.
So
Because our guards are useless.
So the guards start fighting.
Not until I go.
A couple of them start fighting, but it's just kind of random.
Random bad guys.
Eric just went down.
Yeah.
The evil poison blade.
Well,
I'm clearly dead.
Nothing we can do about it.
Sorry. No time to mourn.
We must move on.
Just put another notch in crippled though.
21. I start shouting at the top of my lungs that this is not a conflict between our peoples, that husband number two is a traitor and he's following a Tacmava, and our side should not fight except to restrain that one person. And I try and encourage their guards to restrain that one person and the Starfleet guards to hold their fire. And what's his name to help me out here?
Okay.
Who I've been talking to.
We'll do your the dealing round as we possibly wish for a little while.
You know, everyone else, open fire!
Listen, you know, more general fighting goes on.
Are you in, is Wu anywhere near me?
I'm by the captain.
You're by the captain, so you're sort of in the middle of it. You went off to the edge.
Yeah.
So, Lucid starts sneaking away. Well, sort of. He sort of needs to start walking away.
My guards!
Well, they're fighting his guards.
Yeah, let's not fight the game. Just kill someone. Kill an officer in front of you.
What do you want to do?
See, I don't have a weapon.
No one you else. Take proud.
Eric,
you're
natural. Take his weapon.
Big man.
I have a weapon.
Can't go tell
I do, but it's in my trailer.
Yeah,
I'll go tackle.
Okay.
You don't get a poison mace.
Yeah. You call it wrong.
No,
do I?
You might.
I did research on him. Not
figured out. They have.
Oh, that's true. I read that episode thing, so yeah, I do.
Oh.
And you know, I'm not a little pansy like some characters.
Yeah, that would have crushed my skull.
I'll go attack him.
Okay.
I should have been barely hurt. Instead, I'm cat. This morning.
Make a fitness rule plus athletics.
Fitness rule.
I purr on athletics. Huh? I hope you're doing good science down there.
I hope I am too.
This hurts.
Seven.
See, now do you feel glad you gave me those stims?
I think I said this.
Yeah,
those are mine.
That's
okay. You go down, you sort of on top of them and you wrestle them around.
I try to knock them out if I can.
So now, make a...
Fast talking people?
Fast talking people. Well, if you get a 13, it's a 5 immediately. You get a...
I'm willing to bet you got a 1/6 chance of doing that.
Less than that.
I bet getting a 10, you've got about a 1/6 chance of doing that.
No.
So 10 will probably...
Any more? So you got 4?
No, but I have 2 courage left.
Oh, good point.
10 will.
10 will make the security card.
Delay for one round, so... It'll make the fight go on for one round.
Yeah. Now remember, I am trying to encourage husband number one to help me out here.
Okay. This would be a bad time to fumble. Hates the open bloodshed.
I get 10.
Okay. So the fight's going to go for one more round. We'll see if he can get his club on you. Can't stop your grappling, that's kind of hard. So what do you want to do with this?
He's going to bang his head into the ground. I'm not going to contest anyway. Oh, yeah, there you go, Wilson. You're safe.
Did he just fumble?
No, it's just initiative.
Oh.
He fumbled, yeah. But he didn't fumble.
4.
No.
Wait. He didn't get to go first. So what do you want to do? You can smash his head into the ground. I don't know.
Knock
or you can grab the reins out of his hand.
Can I?
You can try. You could be strong enough. You're pretty strong.
I'm not very strong.
Okay.
Well, bang his head into the ground.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's quite easy.
Okay.
Lower target and roll.
Yeah, make a fitness plus strength. Plus a plus.
Well, I hope you were the person that really needed your courage, because I just used the rest of mine.
Yeah.
What do you mean needed? That's bad.
Who's good?
Oh, quite possibly.
No, you don't really do that.
Damn. So we're still grappling, right?
Yeah, he's trying to grapple. He'll try to club you, but it's pretty hard. It's like, kind of flails around. Then the fights, you know, then all the guards get under control and Aeon says, arrest them! Traitor! So they arrest him.
Oh, good.
Well, damn, I just got him killed.
Oh, well. Hey, it's his choice.
But Eric's dead.
I couldn't go back to mine, although I still try to arrest him.
I hit my comm badge and I hit Eric Beam straight to medical bay.
What? There goes your
name. What is it?
As long as it really looks like he's down and not moving.
I hold my breath, so I look like I'm dead.
Okay. And I'm telling him, you know...
You're going to be all right, man.
No.
I'm telling him he's poison, get an antitoxin into him, stab.
I stick my tongue out a little bit, too. The purple? Yeah. In the skin.
Okay. So you feel the transporter.
I've got to add one.
Good.
You feel the transporter whisking you away.
Pre-transport action?
Nope. There's always a chance.
Yeah, I hate it. It always makes me all tingly.
So you're going to end up in sick bay.
Okay.
Or you can do whatever you want.
Get on the nurses.
Okay, Eli, oh, I'm so sick.
Here, I'll feel better. No, lower. Spun fat, please.
Come back.
What?
Come back,
please. Yeah, spiders are wrong. I can only be based by tongues.
So I suggest to Hagen that two of his guards know where our person and his wife is. We suspect.
Okay, so let's...
You also might know that, because I did tell you the whole thing about the go down and get the scientist thing. Not that we're in a big hurry, so...
Can I do anything? I feel so energetic.
You're holding me, let's see.
Yeah, he's pulling his arms, so it hurts with that. He's mean.
I want to get up...
He's lost the lottery twice.
I want to get up to the command deck and do
I hold him off my island.
Scan of this entire station.
Cool.
And if that doesn't turn her off, then I want to... have the computers run through all the transporters and see if anyone might have gone on
or off. Move. Do
this. Poke him and say, Luzon, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
14.
So they're using the transporters from his ship.
No, he was actually using transport to start. They don't have transport.
Oh, okay.
So I got 14 on my scale.
That's why he's all security issues and stuff, so he can lock up the transport.
Got it. Please tell me that, you know, security chief here is going to be court-martialed.
Well, he'll probably be doing it.
Okay, I can settle for that meeting. Why don't we just ask him? Scathing report.
Why don't we just ask him?
You look at Karina.
Where is she?
She's in one of the engineering rooms where at least she'll live, but you roll really well.
I would roll really well when I do the scan.
You scan her and, okay.
There are a couple Lucas guards there, so you know, it's easy enough to find them. Just
pick her up. Okay, I do that. No track of our person?
Nope.
So I want to go through the computer logs and see all transports on and off in the time period.
Computer research.
Perception? Logic? Either?
I don't think it's that hard targeting, but don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure that's something you look up and you don't laugh, man.
Usually it's relatively easy. They don't really have the...
Unless they can program it to hide it.
Yeah, they don't really have the technical skills to really fool around the law. Yeah.
12.
Okay, so you find where they transported Crystal down to the planet. Meanwhile, Crystal makes one roll to find the cure.
Can I encourage?
No.
Medical science, microbiology. You already did some research, so that's going to give you a slight plus.
Okay. But I'm guessing you still had only a 1/6 chance.
Yeah, I think you need a 7.
Logical perception?
7.
Easy, sure.
Yeah,
and well, it's also harmless, though.
Right. This course to be done.
Only him.
Too bad that person didn't have any assistance that could finish his work. For that final day.
Yeah.
After 3 years of the play.
That's a 4.
That's a no. You only needed to roll up, like a 5. Or 4 or something.
Maybe you want to get an extra, you know, stat and roll one more die.
Good point. What stat is it?
Either logic or
intellect.
A point, right? One logic and one intellect. That's 2. You don't want 2 more dice.
Or 2 logic.
4 points.
No, it would be 5 to increase my logic. So.
No, logic's only 4 points. Intellect would be 4.
It must be 5, right?
So just logic. Logic.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Put one into logic, roll another die, see what happens.
Yeah. See that one. Logic. Logic first, and then roll, then logic.
Is he laughing at me?
That's so tough.
Go on, put one into logic, roll a die.
Don't waste your experience.
Let them.
It's not going to give you a third chance at promotion.
You gonna let them die?
You got the cure anyways.
No, they've only got 2 dice. They're in DC.
They
will eventually figure out the cure.
They need 6 people to do it. And they have a whole planet full to figure it out.
That's right. You already killed 20. What's a few more?
Tough decision.
And you could just roll another, like, 1 or 2 or 3.
Yeah.
As you can get.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, you still want to...
Are you not even going to try?
Come on, Donald, make a decision.
I'll put one in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I can't... No, I'm using my medical science.
Now let's only miss it by 1.
I only miss it by 3.
We got 4 and you need 5.
So 7. You have to increase it by 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to get the specialization.
That wouldn't help. The only help is another die.
Another die.
Choose 2 or not.
Well, let's see.
Well,
2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you need another die. Do another die if you... Miss it by only 1.
The specialization would be.
Specialization would be relatively cheap. Yeah, 2 to get to 3, 3 to get to 4, 4 to get to 5. You need 3 more levels. That would be nice.
I only got 8.
Oh!
Enough dumb.
And wouldn't that be like awful high?
No, get logic.
You can go as high as you want.
Oh, really?
Wait, get logic so you can have one more die. If you only miss about two, then you can do a little skill.
That's true. Okay. Then you only need 4 or 5.
Or you could just not waste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just put a few
more.
Three to go one more point?
Four for an
eight. Two to go to three.
Right?
That's 2 points. All right, two to and then three to go to one more. So you can only do one or the other. Five. So I'll just buy my intellect up one, so that's more useful.
But if you use logic,
but
you have a chance to get another
4 or 5
right. Points.
You don't get an extra die.
Right.
That is an extra die.
No,
I know, but you won't get an extra die in this system.
I wouldn't get an extra die if I missed this one.
No, you would.
You can buy your logic up twice.
Well, because
I could buy my logic up twice.
If this skill is a 4, then you can buy a skill. If it's less than that, then you could buy more logic and go for an extra die for to get to 5 and 6.
So what are you doing?
I'm just trying to screw you there.
I know you are. I'll buy my hands up to 4 because I was gonna
die. She's greedy. Letting people die so she has a more.
Hey, she rolls well than a couple.
Well, she's killing enough already.
That's
yeah.
Right. What's this?
She rolls 4, 5, 6.
Blood on her hands.
No.
Oh.
Gotta get the specialization. She's saving her life.
Yeah.
A little sweaty.
Still bit of blood on her hands. I guess you sort of did need to do this to counteract those 20 you killed.
So,
in a moral sense.
What's the specialization?
Microbiology.
I believe it was making cures for the whatever those races.
Pandorian disease vectors.
I want to get down
the
flu and
ligands.
We need to go save her. Yes, I found where she is.
Oh, but don't let the guards say, like, she found the cure! Because they gotta be able to communicate, right?
I don't know if there are.
No, those are
guards.
Yeah, but don't move his guards when she finds the cure, say something like, hey, we found the cure! No? They don't have any way to communicate with Luton?
They do, but they don't. You can still check later.
Oh, okay.
It's not,
is evil. That's probably my phaser.
Yeah, grab a phaser.
He's out.
Dead.
And I wonder how
couple pretty nurses in front of
revival.
I say,
lick
me.
Okay, right. The two of us could probably deal with it.
Cat, you know,
I can't. I feel so energetic.
Woohoo!
We beam down.
Okay.
How many guards are there?
2 guards.
Lucian's been taken captive.
Give up now. We have things that we have closed. Say something like Hagar's arrested, Luke.
Hagar has arrested Luton.
I say we have phasers yet, though.
Okay. We pass up.
Give up, or you know,
calm people.
It's worse for you.
Sure. Well, no, not in this case.
Trying to make people give up would have been the appropriate one in this case. I get a 6.
Does that help?
Well, kind of helps.
Oh well. I think we were saying things too, though.
I said, you know, we have phasers, you have clubs.
He was getting
you can
do
the
math. Do the math. Math persuasion.
I think you'll need an 8, though.
Persuasion?
Persuasion
is good.
Persuasion. You're only saying what things.
Oh.
Persuasion. They call it fast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. 6.
No, once again. They draw their clubs.
And fire. We are not right on top of them, so I hope we have some bonus on this since they try and explode us with us.
And Crystal can take, like, chemicals, like the cure, and splash it on them.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Presumably Crystal is right.
Say something like, why virus?
So she should get to roll initiative here.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Hey.
Oh, we
can. Throw light virus on them. They hate that. Have to test out the cure, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not a cure, it's a vaccine.
I get 3.
A cure, it's not a cure, it's a vaccine, so she throws it on them, they catch it, they're dead.
Okay, with a 7, when you were working on it, you noticed that it was a sort of an iso spray with a. And it's easy.
Okay.
So now you're older.
Okay.
So you just got an iso spray.
Athletic.
Okay.
So they won't come out when you hit them.
No. I mean, anesthesia.
Oh. Some people make them unconscious as well.
Okay.
You have it on stun?
Yeah.
Okay, roll.
You have it on stun or do you have it on heavy stun?
That's default, I think.
No, yeah. I think stun's the default. That's why it's called stun.
What?
Is
that how you stun? I don't think me, Pickering, or Wu ever put it on actual regular stun. Because regular stun doesn't actually do anything.
I know.
It's crap.
Regular stun is useless.
Okay. So you could put it on there, but I'm pretty sure we've never ever had it on there.
Somebody will kill a little kid. Somebody stunned him.
Somebody will kill a little kid. Stun?
Yep. Can stop their heart?
You could actually, but
it's a risk I'm willing to take. To be able to actually stun someone who's got their face right.
We generally don't fire it on little kids, so I'm not worried about that.
It'll never happen if you never fire it on a kid.
Just make sure if you ever fire it on a little kid, you set it down.
Well, you put it on white beam.
You threaten them.
You put it on white beam because he's obviously going to be attacked by more than one little kid.
But then
it doesn't do as much.
Four little kids.
Ah! I put it on high.
White disintegration. Okay. Shiro. This is the... Let's go, right?
Good shot.
I hit him, I hope.
Yeah.
12.
Okay. 4 dice plus 6, I think. 5 dice could do really well. 4. Yeah. Manually.
22.
22?
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes down.
Ah.
11, no.
I'll try to knock out the other guy.
Alright, we can each attempt. Little guy. Oops, he took on the side. Okay. 11, no. What am I rolling to?
I put that able spray.
That's what it is. Something is. Plus 20.
8.
6. What's going to use him? No, you didn't. You missed him.
He should have called.
So what'd you get?
3.
Okay. The guard moves up. Oh, actually, you don't get to
shit.
You
got
the cure, but,
Well, he doesn't have a phaser.
Poison club.
No, he doesn't have a phaser.
That's true. She tried to attack him with something.
You can just pay him with a cure. Yeah, come on.
It was a 5. It's always it's critical.
It's me.
Go no, actually, it's going to be like that. Oh, switch hands. So at least over an attack hand, just got a little harder.
Hope you got your
heat cross room.
To avoid that hit, because this could crush and blow could kill you.
Oh, sure.
And then there's the poison.
Oh.
That's not so bad.
So.
Ha!
You can do it.
I have about a 33% chance. 5. 6. I have a dodge.
Oh. Alright, so he just misses you.
I shoot the bastard.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I'm not.
Oh, wait. I had a plus 1. I was
still. Oh, that's true. You're still.
Kill him.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it roll?
Trying to remember what was your wild.
You only like 4.
I get a 7.
Okay. So roll damage. 40 plus 6.
Oh.
You call that damage?
No, I don't. 14.
Oh, he's still up. One more round. He's still at minus 2. So he's at 4.
7.
That's about 3.
5.
7.
7.
Okay,
solve the
first.
6.
Can't
quite
close
it there. Hey.
God.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you go down. Until the threat is over. Solve found the cure.
Yeah.
Crystal found the cure.
Yeah.
I want to go talk to Hagar.
No.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I beg him for the tenth life.
Why?
Please, don't kill
as a personal favor to me, because I don't want to have given him over to be killed, basically.
You can make a persuasion.
Okay, so?
No, no.
You have wounded for you then.
Oratory, persuasion, charm.
I'll use oratory.
Okay. You drag it out.
Okay, I'll use persuasion.
Three. Three good news.
Four.
Not anymore.
Just because now.
That was a perfectly average roll.
Very well, he will imprison. We'll have Luca in prison for life. And
he can go to
assault mine.
Number 8. Everyone under sacred is assault mine.
I'm in the box.
You drop that on her, or on the box, she will jump. Oh wow, that's interesting.
Okay. That's pretty much it. I think nobody died. They're too close.
But I?
Oh.
You've still failed to kill anybody.
It's Star Trek.
Oh, actually, you probably
unless we fight the...
If you haven't fought the cured you could have died.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I
made
it.
But now you have to cure, because you can't see your contaminated.
I believe you went down a planet.
Yeah, that was very brave of you.
Brave of who and me. She got dragged down there.
Yeah.
I should get extra vigilance for that.
Yeah, you know, we didn't even take red shirts with us.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
Yeah, Captain Nico. Yeah, Captain Nico. You know, she's got like better stats than all of us, I hear.
She's just a little monkey. You know. That's what you're for. She's worked years and years to become captain. But she doesn't want to work.
She doesn't want to do anything.
She wants to lay there.
Same honor.
Okay, so 2XP.
Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Jean-Luc Picard. What? That's a quote. Yeah.
I am sure Picard will say it.
Picard said it in the episode where Worf got carried away because this like lady, this one guy was like 1/4 Romulan and lied in his entrance exams, and they were doing a witch hunt on him. And Worf felt carried away about that. And this one woman was being all from the Federation, she was like drilling him into like going crazy about like doing this sort of McCarthyist
witch hunt. Admiral, right?
Yeah, the Admiral.
18th century Irish politician.
No way.
Right, but you know.
Impossible.
Hey, I'm quoting from the series now.
That's good.
Eric clearly showed initiative. Bucket loads of initiative.
Bucket. My renown's almost caught up to my episodes. I'm only 2 behind now.
Yeah, I'm only 3 behind now.
I'll be behind.
4 behind.
I was 4 behind. But when I lose them, I lose them in the ones that are already negative.
I was 5 behind last week.
So maybe not this week.
Alright, so Eric,
just give me one initiative. We don't always have to be like, you know,
that's true.
This one up, that one down, this one up, that one down.
True enough, but I think, you know, just in the
you take more than like 2 in one time.
I do.
Oh, do you?
No, I do. No, it's kind of varied. Sometimes I give you one. Kind of how I feel like.
So. Oh, okay.
In a couple of days, I'm happy I'm just giving you one. I don't know why.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Okay, initiative.
It was pretty disciplined.
You want to see what
I did break in laws. No, I didn't break any laws.
Yep.
You resisted. I would have sort of broke a law if I would have gotten skins and given you the whoop.
But you didn't, so.
Oh, that's true. You got stiff.
Yeah, but tonight, I was tired. I was really tired. I mean,
negative discipline.
What are you talking about? That's not discipline. Initiative.
I told you no.
Yeah.
You went through other routes.
Yeah, well,
that was negative discipline.
Hey, I was feeling tired.
But I think you should have plus initiative, too.
Perhaps either plus initiative or plus skill. Just because you're so amazing. One of them. Let's see.
We can't know how to loop.
I think I
should positive discipline.
I think I should positive initiative once I got into the loop.
He gets he should get positive openness just because the reason we didn't allow him into the loop because he's got too much openness. I think that's a sign of openness.
I also think I should positive initiative and negative aggression.
Okay, negative aggression, I would say. Yeah.
So I'd say negative aggression, positive discipline, positive
aggression. I might have got negative something like aggression, because I didn't want to, the whole point was for the guy not to get killed.
Yeah.
That's true.
That was the whole plan. Well, that was a good plan.
I agreed with that.
I stopped the fight. I tried to give the people we can on the planet a chance, and I got his life saved, probably.
That's pretty good. But who wants a negative aggression? That's wacko. I finally got my positive.
But you don't care.
I had my aggression down to...
If you're zero, you had nowhere now.
I had my aggression down to minus two, and I rode back up to zero, and I'm pushing it back down again.
Okay.
So, Crystal, what's one skill?
Clearly.
Well, yeah, no, really, you also spent a lot of points doing it, so...
I would say plus initiative for talking to the security guys and getting all the stuff from Eric together and from going off and doing the research beforehand to have the medical stuff needed.
Well, we'll just
definitely discipline, especially also for enforcing the...
I'd say discipline more than initiative. And for enforcing, you know, the no sanity...
And the quarantine.
Oh, yeah, the quarantine.
Oh, the quarantine.
That whole massacre. That's a plus aggression.
No stim should be a negative to openness.
I actually think she I think she actually gets a positive openness.
I think for positive openness.
For letting Eric hang out in her room overnight without asking questions.
And also for I told the bad guy, I was very upfront with the bad guy about everything that was going on.
Except you're talking about a big positive.
But what's up with the no spin? That should cancel out.
But definitely plus aggression, maybe like I tried to.
I will point out that the monitoring we did of that guy didn't use electronic devices.
True. He just happened to be there.
I was there playing computer games. I thought, man, she's got some nice clothes. Because you know how I am with clothes.
Well, that wasn't even it. You were there playing computer games, and you thought, oh,
how does this one look bad?
Fashion
is very important. We agree on something.
So we went shopping.
That was more plus openness because you were saving her reputation.
Sure.
Okay.
And everyone knows Donald's reputation does need saving after that drinking incident.
Yeah. Well, then he almost wrecked the whole starship when he went on his intergalactic star ride and when he was drunk.
Well, I do recall it ended in a giant galactic battle where thousands were killed.
Uh-huh.
Thousands.
All because of her drunkenness.
That's pretty much.
Hey, are you getting a break for that entire fight?
Okay. So, yeah.
So,
had we not been on Drunken Binge, you know, we would have had, like, the regular captain in charge or something.
Yeah, so the...
So, bloodthirsty,
Liquoring. It was a well-played adventure.
Did we totally mess up the plan plot?
I mean, he pretty much still went through his plan.
Because
he didn't know about Eric, so he hadn't. So he kept going with his plan.
I figured a way to by doing the room thing, but not. That's one of the reasons I didn't do the monitoring in the halls. But I figured that since he's just coming by himself, it's probably just to talk. But he might need to do something mean to someone. So that was why I had me move. I knew it would be to one of the women.
You're a little sexist. See, you guys just didn't tell me about it. You didn't protect me.
You weren't in trouble.
He had just come and done whatever he wanted to.
You know, if you
could be a changed man afterwards, I'm sure.
If you had gotten those sins from me, he would be in the loop.
That's true. If you'd just be one of the guys, we'd be much more trusting.
But no.
That's part of the problem, is we don't have the same sense of trust. Wu, if Wu says, you got to do this really funky thing, trust me, I got it back. No questions asked.
I'll find her.
Can't do it.
That's a mark for me, Kev.
What?
That's a just mark.
I just know, I think Wu has experienced this, you know, the brilliant demographic role playing.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
For that.
The brilliant extra sim role playing. Hey, I was trying to help.
I did get extra experience the 1 week I played my guilt and anger over that killing.
You did.
Oh, really?
Good of that week.
Well, cool. Kevin says I did.
Okay.
I just don't get to spend with it.
So that was a brilliant little plot of mine.
Well, the funniest thing
about that is Dave thought I was mad at him.
What was the week where I got? Was it last week where I got all you guys to do something completely inane? Like talk to people who were say, you know, we're anti any aliens in the
thought,
wait, these guys aren't probably this group.
Did I get extra XP the week that I shot Chris?
Yes.
For shooting Chris, not for the brilliant role-playing, I hope. Because shooting Chris is what's worth the extra XP.
Well, shooting Chris definitely pushed you over.
You gotta get pushed Chris.
Oh, that was my favorite week of Star Trek so far, the week I got to shoot Chris.
I'm expecting a breakdown episode.
In the final season. So you got to shoot the ship off.
Yeah, well, don't have access to Steven.
It might be next week.
For a prolonged period.
It might be next week because contract negotiations at the end of the season.
These plots rarely go beyond a season break. I think you have to break down next week.
Next week. Otherwise, and if you do it well, that people will want you to come back, and so you got to act really well to get your season, your contract negotiations.
I got to be locked up somewhere where I can't get to Stims.
Can't take this anymore.
No.
Maybe for next season.
I'll just fall asleep. There's not going to be any breakdown.
No, that is what happens.
There's going to be a breakdown.
Okay.
You don't just fall asleep, man.
Start shaking.
Yeah, you start shaking. DTs. You get the DTs. You start shooting because, you know, the bugs are crawling on your arms.
God.
And they're all over Crystal. You got to kill them.
And it's all her fault.
And the bugs are eating her. The giant purple mind bugs all over her. Kill them. So I think I'm missing the next game. Oh, can I roll?
The next Star Trek game?
Well, it's next week, right? And I'm in. Can you roll?
I think Kevin does have all the numbers to see if he's got to recalculate based on what we did today.
I don't have any chance at all. I mean, I've got like a 1 out of 36 chance or whatever. I should roll for my box cards or not.
But you might have slightly better than 1 out of 36 because you're
now. No, I just upped it. I'm assuming. Because I had like a 3% chance or something.
Well, you get to roll your beginning skills at the beginning of the episode, the next episode.
I'm not here.
I know, but.
So I'm dying.
Oh.
And my chance goes no higher.
Except it just went up.
Yeah, but I can just roll, and if I still don't roll like an 11 or 12, I don't even need to worry about it.
What?
Can I roll for my promotion this week?
Because
I won't be here next week. And I still, you know, it's going to be like, you know, I need like a 12 on 2-6 or whatever. Even if I go up, it's like to that. Maybe 11 at best. Depending on how you roll it.
I know.
So I was way down on that list.
Were you in the 2D or the 3D?
I was way down. Way, way down on the list.
I think I'm all broken into
it. You had like a 3, I was like a 3% chance. Just a note. Yesterday?
Roll three dice.
Well, it was like three dice at the top and two dice on the bottom. I was like third from the bottom.
Oh, okay. Roll two dice.
But you got more of it now.
But I still.
I think that changes your target number.
I'm trying to change the number of dice. Let's see.
I did have a good lead for rolling, finally.
It might be up to three dice. So in here, top side has four dice. Next card, next two has three dice. So still two dice.
Yeah, I got 14 in that week. So, yeah.
Wow.
Told you.
14?
That's a lot, yeah.
That puts you like to second or third.
Yeah.
roll two dice at me right now.
Okay.
No, we're going to
Alright. Fear not. I am not concerned that I will become a regular lieutenant.
You're a JG?
Yeah.
Everyone's a JG or a bad. Except maybe Chris. Maybe Pick? Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a lieutenant?
I think not on an envoy.
Well.
Eric? Eric?
Eric started out as a JG.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. He was in charge of my first mission. I always can't think of him as the boss.
I think of him as the best commander I've ever had.
Yeah, he was the one.
He was the one who, like, when we were charging that ship, said, oh, open fire.
Okay.
Can I see him threatening?
Sure.
That was great. Nothing finer.